CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Youth Leadership Platform, and as every week, you are chilling with your boy Bongani, and shout out to Sasha and the rest of the team for putting everything together. And the Youth Leadership Platform brought to you by Student Brands and Leadership Platform. It's a show about leadership and society and issues of society and pretty much how we're using leadership to alleviate or play our part socially. And today we have amazing ladies in the studio who are doing amazing things. And we're going to conversate with them for the next half an hour. And so basically a brief background about who we have today. We speak to Taryn, and she's the Mrs. African Queen 2017, who has desires to instill the notion of beauty with a purpose by introducing to us Miss Teen Social Entrepreneur Pageant.
Yes.
But you'd like it to be referred to as a program more than a pageant. And we're going to talk a bit more about that. So we find out pretty much about the pageant and Taryn and the winner of the pageant as per 2016-2017, the fabulous Kate.
Hey.
So introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us just briefly who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm Kate. I'm turning 15 in March. I live in Modderfontein. I go to Holy Rosary School and I absolutely love everything.
Great spirit.
You can see why she won, eh?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm Taryn Ogle. I'm actually a mother of four, a wife. I'm a businesswoman. I'm an entrepreneur. Also Mrs. African Queen 2017. And I'm the founder and CEO of Miss Teen Social Entrepreneur.
So before we get into that, I want us to get our viewers or listeners rather to get an idea and an understanding of who Taryn is and Miss African Queen pageant before, and then we'll move into you winning and then starting this great program that you have started.
Okay, so I never entered any beauty pageants before 2016. I actually entered my first pageant at the beginning of 2016, and I didn't make it to the finals, and I was kind of like, you know, devastated.
Yes.
But then I also realized, you know, that when one door closes, another one opens, and that's opportunity. And so I entered Mrs. Africa, and I became a finalist. My husband is Peter. He works at Nedbank, and I've got four kids who are currently at school. My daughter turned 11 yesterday.
Nice.
And I've got three younger boys. So they are 11, 9, 7, and 4 years old. So with the Miss Teen Social Entrepreneur, when I entered Mrs. Africa, we needed to do something that was different, something meaningful. And I thought, you know, I didn't want to do a golf day or a high tea because I didn't really have any experience in that field. And business has always been a passion of mine, as well as modeling and fashion. And I thought, you know, how can I incorporate something where, you know, it's meaningful and where I can stay true to myself and also make a difference with the Mrs. Africa. The Mrs. African Queen is part of the Mrs. Africa brand. So what happens is they actually crown 10 winners to represent Africa on an international stage.
Okay.
So you don't get your first princess and second princess and overall winner.
Okay.
You do get your overall winner, who's got the highest score, but then you also get your 9 other international title holders. So I won one of those international titles. It was the third prestigious title of the Mrs. Africa platform. So I was very happy.
Yes.
But I mean, with that, being able to develop something that was meaningful, you know, and me being able to be true to myself, also incorporate everything that I was passionate about, working with other people, working with young women, you know, inspiring others to make a difference and not just me trying to make a difference, but, you know, have something that's going to have like that ripple effect.
Yes.
So it's not just me trying to save the world, but everyone else that's involved
could benefit as well.
Yes. So that's how the Miss Teen Social Entrepreneur came about.
So it was during your
the
competition of Miss.
We had to do a fundraising event because we actually had to raise funds for Dignity Dreams.
Okay.
So Dignity Dreams is an NGO that manufactures washable and reusable sanitary wear.
Mm-hmm.
And we each had to raise funds for that cause. You know, so I thought, well, what way to, you know, how can I think of a different way to get others involved as well? And their slogan at that time was keeping girls in school, period. So I thought, you know, high school girls, they also in the same, you know, they can sort of relate.
Yes.
How would young girls like Kate feel without having sanitary wear and having to use socks and newspapers as a means to that problem?
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to a couple of schools and I thought, you know, if I get about 10 to 15 girls to enter the program, you know, I needed a few girls to be able to continue and make it a success. And that day when I actually went to Kate's school, Holy Rosary, 60 girls entered.
Gee.
You know, wow. So for me, that was a validation that I was on the right track. Yeah.
And what was the experience like from starting and to recruiting some people to help you and to actually raising the necessary resources to see the fruition of the project?
You know, I did everything myself, Bongani, to be honest with you. from conceptualization, which was in August, the beginning of August, and then I got my entries in, I think the last entries was about the 6th or the 7th of August. I announced the finalist on the 9th of August. And I was so blessed to have Sun International Carnival City come on board as my main sponsor. So all their sponsorship was valued at over 400,000 rand.
Wow.
We had workshops that I did for the girls in terms of job interview skills, grooming, etiquette. There was also a little platform there. So the one day we ended up modeling, you know, with music, and they were dancing, and it was amazing, amazing group of young ladies. So, you know, it was Carnival City. We also had Computicket came on board to assist us, an NGO called Africa's Got Game.
Okay.
They came with they were part of like the educational sponsor where they sponsored over 400,000 rands worth of prizes for the ladies. So everybody, all 15 finalists walked away with something. But I only had 2 months to pull off this program, because we had a deadline for Mrs. Africa as well. So it was kind of compressed.
Yes.
But if I had a longer space of time, obviously we would be able to do a lot more,
yes.
So in the 2 months, I got prize sponsorships to over 1 million rand. And then our 15 finalists, you know, we had workshops. This year, 2 of our finalists have become head girls for 2017.
Wow.
And 4 of the finalists have also started their own, you know, small entrepreneurial startups, be it an online, be it a modeling school, those type of things.
So it's measurable success. It's not that something futile that you got involved in the project and all they got were prizes.
Yeah.
But it helped them to better themselves.
Yes. And these 15 girls altogether, they raised 95,000 rand.
Wow.
In 6 weeks. Now, I've never heard of any group of teens doing that.
It really
that
is
amount,
unheard of.
You know. And I mean, that's over 540 underprivileged girls that don't have sanitary packs that will now get the sanitary packs because each sanitary pack costed 150 rand from Dignity Dreams. And that sanitary pack lasts a young girl between 3 to 5 years, one pack. You know, it's not like you're going to buy the disposable ones from Checkers or wherever. Mm-hmm. That's going to last 1 week for the month. This is actually, it's reusable, rewashable. So they get to use that for 3 to 5 years of their life.
Hmm.
And, you know, then they can continue their schooling career. And then they make that positive impact in their own lives, in their own communities. And then who knows, you know, they'll also be future leaders of South Africa as well. You know, so it's really that ripple effect that I wanted in the beginning where Kate's group of girls and these young girls who are kind of privileged, who are making that difference. And, you know, it's also changing their lives and their hearts because they're not waiting to be out of school one day or in a job to be able to contribute to someone else's life.
Mm.
They're really feeling that impact, you know, and they're making that tangible impact right now already at their age. And those young girls that didn't have that sanitary pack are also, you know, having that impact.
And here's a definition of leaders and why we appreciate you coming to the show, because we believe strongly, you know, as a leadership show, that leaders are about creating movement.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much any movement. It could be positive, it could be negative leaders. And intoxicating leaders, we talk about how we can shift them from having that impact to having a positive impact.
Yes.
So, Kate, for yourself, being part of this amazing program, tell us about your experience.
Well, it was absolutely amazing. There's no words to describe it. You have to be there and live there to know what happened. I mean, from meeting so many kind, generous people to meeting this wonderful woman that, I mean, you just actually want to burst out crying because you feel so privileged and lucky. And to have an opportunity to make somebody else's life a better one mm-hmm. is just so touching.
Hmm. When you entered the competition, did you think that you would make it as far as you've gone to take the actual title?
No, absolutely not.
What were your hopes entering the competition?
To make somebody's life better.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's about it.
And for yourself, what were your expectations from the entire program? Like from start to finish, you knew what Taryn's vision was, and entering the competition, you knew what the outcome was about, the impact that it had to have on people. So what were you looking forward to? Yes.
I was looking to forward to the entrepreneurial skills that you'd learn.
Okay.
And then I was actually really looking forward to raising the money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why having money makes me so happy.
Kate actually raised the most amount of money from all the goals. She raised 15,000 rand in 5 weeks. It was actually it was actually phenomenal.
And what were some of the key skills and that you got out of doing that?
Ask everybody from the dog, your next door neighbor's dog, to the president.
Yeah.
Just ask everybody, because people are willing to give. You must just keep on pushing.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you got up to? What are some of the things that you did in actually getting those funds?
We asked friends and families. We sent out emails to businesses. We did social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what set you then apart from the other contestants? Because there were other young ladies like you, I'm sure, who have, your age, and probably you kept with the same amount of skills and education and things. But what set you apart that made you to actually come out tops?
I was just myself. I was completely myself. I tried to be myself throughout the whole procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how did that make you feel, having achieved so much then after the competition and being crowned the Miss Teen 2016-2017?
It makes you feel so happy and so proud of yourself. You feel like you've achieved something. You feel like you've made a whole lot of friends, a whole lot of life choices and decisions.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, when you have a sort of, you know, it's not a pageant.
Yes.
With the Miss Teen Social Entrepreneur, the title, you know, it was more to attract the young ladies who wanted to be a part of something different. None of the girls had beauty pageant experience.
Okay.
There was one girl who, you know, did modeling and beauty pageants before, but everyone else had no experience with modeling or pageantry or anything like that. So that was really the essence of it, you know, was to get real girls to come and be a part of something different, like Kate, you know, who absolutely, she astounded the judges when she walked in there. She was a 14-year-old being a 14-year-old, you know. She wasn't a 14-year-old trying to be a 21-year-old.
Yes.
And that is what they really fell in love with, besides, obviously, her raising the funds. But just her being true to herself, I think, and being that example to other young girls her age. She was also the youngest of, you know, the group. There was all
that
ages right up until matric.
Hmm.
And, I mean, she did phenomenal.
And she won.
Yes.
So with Kate, for you, what stood out the most? There was 60-odd contestants that joined.
There were actually over 100 entries that we had, which was also phenomenal, you know, for the first time ever. South Africa's very first program. But I didn't actually have any part in the judging as well. I didn't want to be a judge because I've been getting to know these girls for a long time, you know. And you grow bonds. You form bonds with all of them. And, you know, everyone's so different. You don't want to be a judge at the end of the day. And I just felt whoever won was the most deserving. Mm. But for me personally, you know, she did stand out because she was so real. And like I said earlier on, she wasn't trying to be someone that she wasn't.
Yes.
And I think that was the main thing, you know, being true to yourself, being authentic, and, you know, being that example. She really showed that she wanted to be an example to other young girls to say, you know what, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to wait until you get that first Prada bag to make a difference. You know, 150 rand, I mean, we spend 150 rand on movie tickets.
Yes.
You know, why not contribute that to making someone else's life better?
And I really appreciated that. That when I just asked Kate what, you know, what made her stand out, that of all things that she could have said was she stayed true to who she is.
Yes.
And it's very, it's not a lot of people that you can get that will be able to say such things.
Yes.
Because we live in a very superficial world that we putting all these covers and filters.
Yes.
We live in a filter age, pretty much, that what you see on Instagram and social media and elsewhere, platforms, it's not the actual people.
And that's where the social responsibility comes in, you know, because, I mean, when I look at my life, when I was a young girl, we didn't think of, you know, doing charity work to such an extent because we thought, okay, our parents will do it, or, you know, when we get a job or when we get more money, you know, then we'll put in that 50 rand, you know, when we are successful. And it definitely doesn't have to be like that. I mean, these young girls have started at this age already making a difference. They can start their own businesses this age. They don't have to wait until they are finished college to get a job and to start making a difference. So they can already be entrepreneurs at school level.
And it has exposed them to that narrative that you do not have to be old and very moneyed to start donating and start doing big things in society or contributing to society and alleviating some of the social problems that we have, which is a very,
you know,
very,
like
very
taking
great
things into your own hands and making that difference.
Yes.
You know, which is all part of the social responsibility as well.
So why include entrepreneurship into it?
Like I said, firstly, it was because I was passionate about business.
Okay.
So I really wanted to do something like that. But also, I have a recruitment company of my own.
Okay.
So I do a lot of coaching as well, personal development coaching. And I see on a daily basis, you know, where people don't know a handshake or don't know how to do a presentation, or they go for an interview and, you know, they're not successful in the interview. So for me, entrepreneurship was key to teach these young girls core skills so that one day when they go out into the workplace, and they don't necessarily have to be social, you know, entrepreneurs, but even if they have, or if they become doctors, you know, they can still have that social impact. And like Doctors Without Borders, for example, you know, where they are still doctors as a profession, but they still have that social side of things. And that's where the entrepreneurship came as well.
And Kate, some of the skills that you've learned throughout the pageant, how have they helped you in your individual life?
Well, the biggest part was the handshake.
Okay.
So if I were to give you a handshake right now, I'd immediately turn my wrist above your hand.
Oh, okay.
So that shows more dominance, for lack of a better word.
Subliminal messaging in that, yes.
So that I use that on everybody now. I'm like, I will rule you. And then, like, just for schoolwork, like doing presentations, speaking to people, it's just awesome.
You know, it was basic skills, not CEO level presentations, but yes. just, you know, basic skills that they can use in everyday life. Mm-hmm. Even the two girls that are head girls now this year.
Yes.
The one lady, Boitumelo, she actually had to go in for an interview to become head girl at her school. So all those skills she learned, sitting properly, you know, professional eye contact, the handshake, you know, all those little things played a part for her getting that role.
You know, it's really amazing. You know, it's a pageant. It's helping the girl feel good about themselves, making people appreciate them for who they are, physically, but more importantly, what goes on inside their mind.
Yes.
And the slogan or the tagline to it is beauty with the purpose. So run us through that.
You know, with beauty with a purpose, that's just kind of like a hashtag we were using. You know, for me, it's you don't have to be beautiful on the outside.
Yes.
It's the beauty on the inside that counts and what you do with that beauty, you know, that's going to radiate and change the world. So, yeah, that's basically it. You know, for me, it's empowering these young girls to also make a difference. And I'm 36 now and I'm doing it.
Yes.
You know, we didn't think of this when I was 16 or 15 years old, but I mean, I'm really blessed to be able to, you know, share my passion with these young women, and also, you know, the journey that we had, all the ladies, all 15 of them were absolutely incredible. You know, not only Kate, but all of them. There was no bickering, there was no snobbiness. You know what? Snobbishness.
Yes, yes.
You know, with any of them, they really end up being like sisters. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to this year. We've already started opened entries.
Okay.
For this year's program. And it's more, it's 90% more of the program and the skills that they developed. The pageant side of it is more of a show, which was the finale.
Yes.
That was held at Carnival City. I mean, we sold over 300 tickets.
Wow.
We had a singer that sponsored, that came to sing, Hayley Christian, absolutely phenomenal singer. We had a dance crew that came and opened up with a mob. Is it a flash mob?
It's called a flash mob.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not that old. With a flash mob, and it was just an empowering evening, and, you know, with the sponsors that we had as well.
So what are your plans for 2017 now?
For 2017, obviously, it's for a longer period of time. So I want to have semi-finalists. So we're looking at choosing 75 semi-finalists this year in April.
Okay.
And then we will have workshops with them, fundraising skills. We've also got a company on board that does career exhibitions. So these 75 of them will go to the career exhibitions and have a look at the different companies and see what they would like to do. You know, not necessarily be an entrepreneur, but, you know, they can also get ideas into entrepreneurship from those career exhibitions. And then we choose finals. We also want to have a gala dinner event to raise funds for Dignity Dreams, because I've decided to partner up with them again this year.
Okay.
And then we have our finals in October. You know, and yeah, looking at, you know, making an even bigger difference. You know, next year, in 2018, I want to have it for the whole of South Africa.
Yeah.
So, you know, instead of just having that ripple effect in Johannesburg, I mean, imagine what we can do as a country.
Yes.
So that's kind of my vision for the future.
So the entries you said are open.
Yes.
So how do the girls become part of this?
So we've got a website called www.missteensesa.co.za. So they'll just go online and there is a link there to enter. Click on the link and they fill out their details and they've entered.
So it's www.missteensesa.co.za.
Yes.
All right. Alternatively?
That is the only form of entry at the moment. But, I mean, we've got our social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram and my personal Twitter account as well.
Would you give us the...
So the Instagram is socialentrepreneur. No, I'm lying. It's socialentrepreneur SA.
Okay.
And then our Facebook page is Miss Teen Social Entrepreneur SA.
All right. And yours, Kate?
Kate _ Metzer, Metzer.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. So, Kate, now, what message would you want to send out to other 14-year-olds like yourself?
If you don't fall, you'll never fly.
Wow.
Take a risk. Try as much and as hard as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. Taryn?
Yeah. this year we're actually looking for funding to be able to run the program, because last year I managed to do it with the sponsorships that I received. Like from our sashes to our flowers, everything was sponsored. You know, our hair products, we got an amazing brand, Muck Hair South Africa, that sponsored the girls. You know, you want to be spoiled as well. You want to spoil them, you know. Unfortunately, a lot of the beauty pageants out there, you know, you have to buy the prizes. You have to, you know, fork out everything. And I just felt that I didn't want it to be that beauty pageant where they're going to feel now they must pay for this and pay for that. From the food to the entertainment, the hair products, they got amazing vouchers from Soda Block, which is part of the Fushini group as well, to the value of over 25,000 Rand altogether. You know, so they were really spoiled. And this year we're looking at, obviously, sponsors coming on board to be able to gift the gold, but also funding so that we can, you know, have the programs.
So interested funders, how would they be able to get in contact with the program or be part of it?
On our website, there is a contact page as well, but also on my email address, contact@missteensesa.co.za. So we're looking at funding, from the CSI funding platform.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming through. It has been a thrill and a pleasure to host you, wonderful ladies, today.
Thank you.
And we hope you can only grow from here.
Yes.
Yep.
And Kate, to be like a shining and a great example that you are to your peers.
Thank you.
And just to keep soaring so that they can look up to you and they can also learn the principles that you've learned through the program and otherwise from your lovely mother, I would assume. And that they may make that impact as well, because it's all about letting it ripple and paying it forward.
Yeah. And I mean, this is also a celebration of young women.
Yes.
You know, it's a celebration of femininity. It's a celebration of the future leaders of SA. And really, that's what it also, you know. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm looking forward to 2017.
Yeah. So, like I said, thank you very much for coming through. And thanks to our listeners.
Dani.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
it's our pleasure. And to our listeners at home, I hope that this has been a conversation that has inspired you to think outside the box as well. Think about how you can impact society in a good way.
And if you are in Gauteng, and if you are in high school, and if you are between the ages of 13 and 18 years old, then we'd love to see your entry.
And become part of this awesome, awesome program.
Yeah.
Yes. And so for us, stay tuned for the next segment that is coming right up at 2:30. But for now, it is goodbye and God bless. CliffCentral.com.